Oh, yeah. 93.7 WEEI. Rich, certainly. Ken Laird. Three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. And calls to 617-779-7937. Real quick.
What are you eating? Give me your red card for that.
I know. It was an awful... I took a bite, like, literally right before we went on. It's it's meat stick o'clock. So
not during the two-minute break.
I didn't realize it was the two-minute break, so now I got to pick this stuff out of my teeth. But I do want to go real quick to Matt, because Matt, he is one of the rare people, although I don't want to say too rare, actually, Ted, when you brought up that article, there's some people who agree with it. Matt, you seem to like the trade, huh?
I do. I do think that we could have got more out of it. But at the same time, have you ever worked at a place? I'm sure this has never happened to you guys in radio, but somebody gets a promotion and they might deserve the job. But once they get it, they're the most toxic person ever once they have that power. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he got in that position once he was the man in charge with Tatum injured. And the minute Tatum got back, he got butthurt, for lack of a better word.
he got toxic.
Right, he ended up getting toxic. You know, I don't know. Like, that part of it, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I just know what he has said, and he said that it was his favorite season when Tatum was hurt.
He does seem composed, though, as Jaylen. Like, when you think of Jaylen Brown, yes, he's on Twitch. Yes, he's, like, he's saying things. But he's not, like, unhinged. I would be shocked if we get a story about it.
He is unhinged. He is picking fights with Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. Like, that's unhinged.
But even his fights are not that. They're hinged. You said yourself. You got in front of his face, and he was, like, very hinged.
Well, he's unhinged when he's not talking to him face-to-face. But, I mean, the fact that we got to the point where he's picking fights with the, like, number one sportscaster in the country and wants to debate him and wears these State Your Source shirts and has songs like Just Do It about Nike, but it's not about Nike, but he wants to think it's about Nike. Yeah, that's fairly unhinged.
So you think it's possible he was toxic, to use the college word?
Toxic is not the word I would use. I would say that he made some bad choices when it came to the things he said about his or things he said that could have been implied to be about his teammates.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't call it toxic, but I would say counterproductive. I don't think his actions are helping the Celtics win basketball games. Yeah. That's how I would put it. Toxic, unhinged is too much, because, you know, unhinged is like losing your temper. But for Jaylen Brown, his behavior was, it almost feels like it's unhinged, because he's usually so neutral and chill. And for him to constantly be going on Twitter defending himself, it feels like it's his version of being unhinged.
Absolutely.
How many more Ted heads do you think we'll get that support the Ted Johnson analytics department of Jaylen Brown wasn't that good, and this is not a bad trade?
There's some people texting who are on Ted's side. Not Ted's side, but just on the side of the trade.
But you know, Perk has said this is the dumbest trade in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, I think he's going to be proven wrong on that. I do.
The dumbest, worse than the Luka trade.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't understand that. Is JB even close to being in the same stratosphere? As I know you didn't get much in return, but to compare Jaylen Brown to Luka.
He beat him in the NBA Finals head-to-head. They were both.
Oh, God.
He was sixth in the NBA MVP voting this year.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody said.
And you got Anthony Davis back, who's 32. Paul George is like 50.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Yeah. Usually I disagree with Ted. Now he's the only one in the station who's making any sense today.
Ted-head.
Then someone put Jaylen Brown can't even dribble. He sucks. You know what, though? I know that today you've got a lot to say, and you want to say it to ownership. So we happen to have their voicemail ready to go. And you have left messages over there in the Odyssey app, pressing the microphone button. You can continue to do that. We'll be playing your messages all day. Let's go to the voicemail to the management and ownership of the Boston Celtics.
Hey, this is Brad.
And Bill.
And the Sixth Street Private Equity Group.
Leave a message after the beep.
Let's go, Paul George.
All right, let's empty the voicemail box, shall we? Let's go to voicemail number one.
Bill Chisholm, you lion sack. This guy needs to have his ass booed off the court at a building that he wishes was his. They should have Chisholm suck chants all season long. This guy should not want to creep an inch back into the garden. This does not have Brad's fingerprints on it. I'm afraid Brad looks like he got forced into making this move. And then you go back at the Giannis thing. Brad had the deal ready to go. If I was Brad, I'd be taking my handkerchief. I'd grab a twig. I'd tie up the stuff in my desk, and I would hit town, because his reputation is going to get smushed like Bill Chisholm should get smushed anytime he comes into the garden. Oh, I'm pissed.
Yeah, great now call. He's pissed.
This is crazy. Rack him. Yeah. I mean, Green Team, you never hear people talk like this about about the Celtics.
It's all different now.
This is insane.
Well, this is Mookie Betts-esque. This is in that vein. It really is. I don't, it's not as bad. In hindsight, I kind of defended that one because I thought Mookie didn't want to sign here. However, when you look back on it, and it's Jeter Downs, Connor Wong, and Alex Verdugo.
Dude, that's worse.
No, but at least Paul George,
if
he was 5 years ago, could still play. And it did play. Ted's not wrong. He did outplay Jalen in the series.
Yeah, then what happened in the next series?
Right. Yeah, now they got their ass beat.
He just got off of a drug suspension. 25 games. He barely plays.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
Brad Stevens can do no wrong. Brad Stevens can do no wrong. Brad Stevens can do no wrong. But this trade is terrible. He's done some wrong.
What was that, too? What was the... I don't think I know that.
Dude. I don't know, but it's jazzy. I like it. Yeah. Just like the Fresh Prince in the background. Good call.
Nice job, Stiz.
Good call, Stiz. All right, let's go to the next voicemail.
Brad, I don't know what hurts more. Jaylen Brown getting traded or that Congolese goalkeeper yesterday taking a shot to the nuts?
Oh, I missed that.
I missed that. Yeah,
no,
that.
In the English match.
I did not see that.
Whatever it takes, baby.
I did see, I was at they had a street, I love these World Cup street parties that they have, and there was one at Downtown Crossing yesterday.
Oh, it was packed there.
It was absolutely packed, and I got there right when the red card came out, and that was BS. That was some, all I know is that when Taylor Twellman says it's BS, he knows more about soccer than I'll ever know.
Yeah, but he's a homer, though. I would like to know from, like, a British, somebody with an accent soccer fan, whether that's legit or not.
So I saw somebody side-by-side take a picture of the red card yesterday and something Messi did earlier in the tournament, and Messi got away with it, and our guy did not.
And they're not supposed to use the VAR or whatever for deciding whether or not it's red card. You're not supposed to slow it down frame by frame and then decide, but that they did. The announcers thought, okay, it was warranted a yellow card, but not a red card, is what the broadcaster said.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it looks bad in that picture. Like, he's stepping right on his foot. He could have, you know, as far as soccer injuries go, that could be like a legit injury.
But he's not, but he wasn't, he was looking at the ball at the time, though, you know, and even Messi, I think, was looking down, you know, like, Messi's was way worse. Listen, look at me like I know what I'm talking about when it comes to soccer. I watched like 5 minutes of a guy talking about it. I'm literally spitting out exactly what he said.
We're a man down and still won the game.
Yeah, not bad. You know? Not bad. It's going to be, from what I hear, it's going to be tough, though, against Belgium. Yeah, should be tough. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
Thank you very much, Brad Stevens and the Celtics ownership group. If I find the elixir of life, you'll be the first person I send it to. Sincerely, a Sixers fan in Boston.
I mean, they're elated. So
have we heard much from Philly? Are they loving this
jacked
deal?
Up. They just signed Simons. They're going after LeBron.
The owner apparently came out and said that he couldn't believe they did the trade, that the Celtics did the trade.
Right. Yes.
Dude!
It was reported that someone said that from the ownership group. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. This better light Tatum's ass. I mean, he better have an unbelievable year. Like, win 60 regular season games, play every night, give his max, and just... I hope he takes this and fuels him to the next level.
Hiding now. Right, as I said, you better be good and healthy.
For Jaylen Brown either, though. There's just as much on Jaylen Brown. I'd like to see how he does in Philly, too.
He's got a good supporting cast.
He's got Maxie around him, man.
Right. And Edgecombe.
If they would end up getting Maxie in that deal, I'd be like, oh, and Edgecombe, too? I would have been like, listen,
Embiid.
You know what would have been the hard thing to pill to swallow with Brad is you originally asked for Edgecombe, is the report.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, we're... I guess I'll just take Paul then. Damn.
Sure, give me the old guy up until yesterday, there were reports that the Sixers would have had to given a pick to a team to take him off their hands in that contract. Let's go to the next one, shall we?
I'm the only guy I know who doesn't hate this trade. When the word came out that it was going to cost Ugo on top of Jaylen to get Giannis, I didn't want that to happen. It was going to hurt me more to lose Ugo than to lose Jaylen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In Brad we trust. Yeah. Listen, I'm still there. I'm still there. I'm looking forward to the season. I want to see how it goes. In Jason and in Brad we trust.
There you go. There's, you know, guys speaking clearly, succinctly.
Ugo, how are his analytics?
He's on Ugo Island right now.
What was his plus minus?
I got to look that up. But there's a lot of upside with Ugo. A lot of upside.
I hope so, because they blew a Giannis trade to not give him up. Well, I guess we're hearing that that's not the case, though, now. I guess it's all about the third year.
According
to
Simmons, it was not about Ugo. It was about the money.
Okay.
Beyond 2 years.
That's still awful.
Forgive my ignorance. Did Miami give the 3-year extension that Giannis wanted?
I don't think they have yet, but I don't think you can yet.
Okay.
But they, I'm sure behind the scenes they've discussed that.
Right, okay.
All right, let's play one more, and then we'll let's roll it.
Hey, who's going to fire the first shot in the 76ers Alpha War?
In the Alpha War?
Well.
Oh, it's Embiid. Embiid's the Alpha.
Okay. Who's the second Alpha?
Maxi.
Wow, JB, he went from the second dog, like, you know, big dog, to the third, huh?
Maxi is loved.
They're all good.
In Philly. Loved.
And don't forget, Jaylen Brown was on his Twitch talking crap about Embiid.
He was.
Flopping. He did say Embiid cooked us. Like, I think they get along.
I think that now, you see this happen all the time where people talk trash to each other and then they're on the same team and all of a sudden they're fine.
Does Philly give the extension to JB?
Yep.
Oh, I'm guessing no.
Dude, that's really? $70 million a year. Yeah. Dude, there's no way. I guarantee
we'll
they
won't. Manix.
Yeah, well, Manix is going to be on with us, and so is Tom Haberstroh, the one who wrote that article about that. That I guess
I'm so excited to hear from a guy I've never heard of, Tom Haberstroh.
But it's a great article, and like he literally like puts in there that, I mean, he intimates that
hit piece,
the 200th best player in the league.
It's not opinions. It's all facts.
It's all facts. It's all numbers. Facts. Numbers.
Can't
all
dispute
right. 617-779-7937. By the way, you can leave a message, of course, for the Brad Stevens and the ownership group over there on the Odyssey app. By
Causeway Command Center.
The Causeway Command Center by pressing that microphone button on the Odyssey app and leaving those there, and we will play them later on the show. And we will be back and taking your call. 617-779-7937.
Hey, this is Brad.
I'm Bill.
And the 6th Street Private Equity Group.
Leave a message after the beep.
Let's go, Paul George.